Catherine Zeta-Jones.
She dips beneath lasers.
Oh.
Be obedient, my little deviant. Together we will find the right ingredients. We will stir the goop that is the horror soup. And the last thing you will find is a spaghetti hoop.
There's eyes and flies and anything that dies. There's a nasty surprise in everything.
That's the only good part of this movie. Oh my God, I have a lot to say. It's been a while, guys.
Wow. 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 It's been a long time. Would you look at that?
Suffice to say, it has been a while, guys.
It has.
There is a lot to tell. There's a lot to say. We will get into all of that in a second. But before that, I just want to say, everyone that's waiting on your pick a movie, I'm glad to finally be back and finally glad to be getting to these. I'm so sorry for the long wait.
I'm sorry.
It's bad. Like, we did not expect it to get this bad. And no one's complained so far. Everyone's been real nice about it and everything, but I feel bad.
Yeah.
So you guys know who you are. It's Sean. It's Scotty. It's not a lich. And right now it's Liz. So Liz, this one's for you. I know it's been a while. I told you it was going to be a while in the beginning.
Is it Liz or is it Liv?
Oh shit, it's Liv. Why did I start saying Liz? I started saying all these other names. I got jumbled
up.
Man, I was trying
up.
To remember names off the top of my head. You know how hard that is for me to do just regularly? Not to mention, like, specific ones. My God. But for real, guys, and Liv Tyler.
Liv.
We were just talking about that right before.
Yep.
Are you Liv Tyler? Because we were trying to figure that out. It might have been Liv Tyler that requested the haunting.
It's either Liv Tyler or Liv Morgan. One of the two.
But Liv, I told you it was going to be a while, and it ended up being even more of a while. So it's our bad. Turns out moving to Redneckville an hour away from you is a lot.
Man, there was a lot of jokes about you know, where you live, but now all those jokes are pretty solid.
All those jokes are very true now. Before I was in more of like a city and whatnot, but now I'm in Kentucky and it feels like I'm in Kentucky. I would go as far as to agree.
Yeah,
with that statement.
Man, it's been a wild ride.
Yeah, for anyone that doesn't know, I'm not going to say exactly where I am because
right, obviously.
I mean, it's so small that you might be able to just like walk around for a minute and just find. But then also not at the same time because you might get lost in a lot of cornfields.
Yeah, there's a lot of cornfields.
I quite literally live in Indiana now.
Indiana.
Like I live next to a shithole out in the middle of the country with no internet and like no phone signal and cornfields. Like
no joke, I use GPS to get to your house.
Mm-hmm.
I turn my phone off while I'm here just so it doesn't drain my battery.
Oh, because it's trying to find a signal or what? Is that's what's going on?
Yes.
Oh, that's lovely. Yeah, it's an odd place out here. So far, Cricket's been doing me well, baby. Shout out Cricket. You guys want to hate on the Cricket, but Cricket's the best thing for rural life. If you're in the country, Cricket.
Cricket where it's at.
Why the fuck doesn't Cricket sponsor me, dude? I'm the only one going hard for Cricket like
it's
this
true,
whole time.
Man.
And somehow I don't have a Cricket sponsorship. I need to reach out to them.
You do.
Also, I didn't even tell you. We got like, guys, it's been a while. We're like podcasting super raw now. I guess that's another point to hit. This will not be a video episode.
Sure.
Because there's no video to go with right now. I got to do some like moving of electrical outlets. Also, James, I don't know if you looked, but look at all these outlets around here. None of these outlets are grounded.
Oh.
These are all those old ass two prong outlets.
They are.
And that comes into play when we want to put up lights in here and start getting video going. So before we get video like permanently going again, who knows, we might put a couple shitty ones with like terrible lighting or something at some point, but no promises. But until that all gets figured out, I don't really want this room to get set on fire.
Yeah.
Due to overloading it with lights.
For sure.
So, got a few things to do. Really, guys, I've been moved in for about a month now, but I have been working on this house every single day of this entire month of me being here. The first, 2 days of me moving into this house, toilets stopped working, and then shower flooded, bathroom flooded.
Yeah.
There has been septic. There's roots growing in the septic tank. I'm on a septic tank. Yeah. I have well water. The well water is... I've had well water before, but this is something else.
Dude, the first day, you were just like, I can't live with the water. It's not possible.
It's awful. And I have been living with it now. It's still bad. Sometimes I'm still like, oh, wow, this is my life right now. You get a nice whiff of that, and you get the nice sulfur rotten egg smell in your nose. It's like smelling salts. It'll wake you up.
You moved out to the boondocks, and my other friend, Cody, who used to podcast me with back in the day, also moved down to the boondocks at the same time. Yeah. Y'all are having all the exact same problems. They couldn't deal with the water. They did basically exactly what you did, and you tried to cancel it. I know.
They're doing the
same thing. They're getting all of it done. It's
really?
It's like just under 10 grand. It was a different company because I asked because I was concerned. But yeah, they're like, no, I can't live with this. This is awful.
It's pretty bad. Yeah. I need to get, expensive filtration stuff done to this house. Right now I'm just living with the egg water. It's a sight for sore mouths because when you're brushing your teeth, that shit, makes you want to gag and puke all over the place. And it's just great. Sorry for that graphic detail, guys. But yeah, so there's been a lot of fixing up of this house. The previous owner kind of just painted all the windows shut, so that's been a fun journey.
It's needed some TLC.
Yeah.
Let's put it that way.
Fair amount of it. So there's been a lot. I've done a lot of shaving doors and adding doorknob. The inspection, guys, I got an inspection. They didn't inspect is really the problem. That's what this all boils down to. The inspection came back. They were like, hey, this house is perfect.
This is great.
I was like, all right, bet. Awesome. When I pulled up, they were like, my favorite part was when they wrote down notes on all the windows and they said some windows kind of hard to open. And I'm like, oh, so you mean very, very, very hard to open?
You mean almost impossible?
No, as in impossible. Not almost. Almost isn't the problem here.
As in they don't open.
None of them open. Not a single one in the house. These ones, there's a couple new ones around here.
Yeah.
Which are still painted over.
Some of the ones are different, yeah.
They're new windows that are also painted over, which, great.
Great.
But, yeah, guys, we're done with all the home renovation.
That's a different show.
Segment of the show. But I guess that's it's not an excuse, but it's the explanation for why we've been gone. Glad to be back. Glad to be doing... I'm not glad to be doing the haunting. I take that back.
Yeah.
What the fuck was this, Liv?
That.
Liv, what Liv, was this?
We come back from a hiatus, and it we're doing it for yous.
You know?
And you give us the haunting.
And I know.
From what was this, 99?
99.
Yeah.
And yes, I am complaining about people giving me money to do this. That, yeah, you're reading this right. I'm complaining. I'm pissed. I'm ungrateful right now.
I'm the asshole.
But really, if you guys look further into this, who's really the asshole here? Liv, come on.
This movie.
Well, also, James, you're the asshole. Because in the beginning, when I first brought this up, you were like, yeah, The Haunting. Because we had a choice between this. Fuck, what was the other movie? She said The Haunting and They from 2002. I didn't see any of them. And you were like, yeah, The Haunting, that's a good movie. That is Liam Neeson in it.
I guess this is partially my fault.
Owen Wilson. I was like, okay, yeah, for sure. Because that's how the pick a movie works. You give us two movies, we pick one. So I went off of James saying, yeah, this is a good movie. I feel like I got bamboozled.
Yeah.
I mean, at least Liv, she probably had a point to this. Why'd you do this to me, James?
Well, here's the thing. I think that there are some rose-tinted glasses with this movie because I didn't necessarily remember anything about it.
Okay.
When's
the last time you've seen it?
I can't tell you.
Okay.
And I probably fell asleep.
Oh, I fell asleep many times watching this. It was hard to watch.
I know that it is kind of sort of it's based off of Haunting of Hill House, the book, like the Vincent Price movie. So I always kind of tie this to the Vincent Price movie as almost sort of a remake, even though they're completely different. And so I was like, yeah, that's a good pick. And I feel like people really like this movie.
Well, I thought they were doing House on Haunted Hill.
That's what I meant. What's the difference?
No, I think there is a difference. That's the one you're talking about, right?
I think so,
that's the
Vincent
Price one, I think. Yeah, so I looked it up because I thought that that's what this was. It's not.
Right.
No, that's a different thing. This Haunting of Hill is like the Netflix show and like the previous movie.
Yeah.
It was like a 63, I think,
but
movie.
But I think Vincent Price, House on Haunted Hill, they claim that that is also based off of the book Haunting of Hill House, I think.
That's what I thought when I was looking it up. I didn't see something. Maybe I just missed it. Oh. It could be lost in translation. I was
it
confused.
It could totally
by the whole thing.
Just be that I'm confused.
I think that it's just Haunting of Hill House.
Because I thought that like this movie was based off that book. That movie was based off that book. And then the new Netflix show was also based off the book. And they're all completely different.
Yeah. So this is where I was thinking the same exact thing.
Yeah.
But when I looked up the writer, the original writer is Shirley Jackson.
Yeah. Which is the writer of like Frankenstein or something, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wait, did she write Frankenstein?
Not but Percy Jackson.
Percy Jackson and the Lightning Thief? What was
not
that called?
The Lightning. Yeah. I think that's a.
The fuck was it called?
I think that was.
I don't think she did Frankenstein.
That's Mary Shelley, sorry.
Yeah. Okay, yep. I got a little thrown off too. Olden Shelley Kellys, you know? Like the Shelley Kellys of the olden days. It's hard.
Yep.
No, so yeah, when I was looking through her credits, I didn't see House on Haunted Hill, so then that's when I looked it up.
Oh.
And I didn't see anything directly saying, like, no, they're not related. But
sure.
I tried to look that up, and I didn't see anything directly stating that they were related. So I don't think they are. I think Haunting of Hill House is different from House on Haunted Hill.
Well, son of a bitch.
I thought it was the same thing, too. And honestly, when I watched this movie, I feel like this would make a lot more sense if it was based off of House on Haunted Hill versus Haunting of Hill House. Because Haunting of Hill House is more like, I mean, I guess I haven't seen the original. I saw the show and I've read like excerpts of the book, heard some things about it. But I feel like it, correct me if I'm wrong, audience that knows more about it, but I feel like it's a lot more grounded than like House on Haunted Hill, because I feel like House on Haunted Hill is just like wacky. It's fun, you know?
Right,
it's an awesome movie,
right.
But it's like kind of all over the place. And that's what this feels like.
Yeah.
So.
Agreed.
It is very confusing.
I do know that the character names in this are ripped straight from the book.
Oh, okay. Is that true?
Yes. Eleanor, Luke, and Theo are all in
and those
the
are
book.
The same in the Netflix too show
yes,
as well, right?
Yes, yeah, absolutely. Okay. Yep. That's why I was like, okay, yeah, I'm tracking. This is this interpretation of this character. I remember what they were like in the Netflix version, you know? Like,
yeah, I don't think there's an Eleanor or anything in House on Haunted Hill, right?
No, there's not.
So yeah, so I don't think it is. It's a completely different thing. And we're just morons sitting here trying to figure this out.
I also
you know, there's
think,
so many people listening that are like, of course this is.
Well, no, I think from a true like literature standpoint, I think that the book Haunting of Hill House is so old that it's one of like the original real popular haunted house stories.
Yeah.
So in a way, any like American haunted house movie could kind of be based off of that book. They're taking some of the everything only happens at night. There's banging, like all of that shit started because of that book.
Well, this was just Monster House.
This became Monster House.
So I don't
for
get it.
Sure.
I don't
which
get,
I don't like, think has anything to do with the book.
No, this was so lost in translation. Like I get like I'm not saying things happen to the house. I'm saying the house turns into a monster. Like
the house is alive.
I'm very confused by everything that went down in this. And yeah, you know what? Maybe for once we don't have people sitting there going, "You dumbasses." They're probably like, "Oh shit, is that what's going on?" Because this is confusing. I think this is genuinely a confusing scenario. And
yeah.
I think the people that made this thought they were making House on Haunted Hill and they got it fucked up. That's my take. But anyway. Yeah. So Miss Jackson was a horror novelist who passed away in 1965.
Okay.
Miss Shirley. I said the Shelleys and Kellys. Shirley, Kellys, Shelleys.
Oh, God.
It's all the same. But, you know, it's lived on through a lot of adaptions that aren't House on Haunted Hill.
Right.
That's what we're landing on.
Yes. That's what it seems like.
Today, we're discussing Owen Wilson. Why?
Wow.
Why are we discussing Owen Wilson?
Why?
Liam Neeson. Catherine Zeta-Jones. And Bruce Dern, he's the dude that's like just in a bunch of Quentin Tarantino movies.
Oh, shit. Okay.
You know, I mainly remember him from, oh, no, actually, yeah, he's in like everything. He's fucking, isn't he also the homie in Monster.
Oh, I don't know.
Dude, he's Eileen Wuornos's homie in Monster, I'm pretty sure, also.
Well, shit.
But he's also old Drippy in Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
He's that guy?
Yeah, dude, he's a legend.
That's crazy.
It's awesome. But yeah, those are the main people involved. We do have one other, like, kind of main character for a second, but she goes away fast, so I don't even know if I'd count it. And there's other credits in this too, but correct me if I'm wrong, I don't really remember seeing other people beside, like, our main group. And
it's
then, like,
the crew and then the one chick that leaves early and then the dude that takes her away.
Okay, well, who's the dude that took her away?
I think he was like a camera guy or something. I don't even know like what he was there for.
Well, the girl
they were like, no, wait, he, damn it.
Yeah, I don't know. The girl was Alix Koromze.
Uh-huh.
Koromze. That's a crazy name. Shout out Alix Koromze.
Which, I mean, she gets like the coolest special effects of the whole movie.
Probably,
done
to
her face.
I would say so.
Yeah.
And yeah, I mean.
And disappears.
Then we have the owners of the house.
Right.
We have, like, Liam Neeson's assistant at some point.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, but really, the only people that matter. Like, it's crazy that this is a movie where we're just focusing on, well, there's also
four people.
Did I mention Lily Taylor? She's our main character.
Right.
So I didn't mention Lily Taylor.
Good on now.
Because we have, like, this whole cast. Owen Wilson, Liam Neeson, Catherine Zeta-Jones, and then Lily Taylor just walking around. She's Verna in that Leatherface remake in 2017. I didn't like her role in that either, though.
I don't want to be rude.
Oh, I'm going to be rude.
Okay.
Why understand a single thing she said the
whole
movie.
Why is she in this movie?
She doesn't know how to enunciate anything.
What happened in casting? Like, not to say that, like, these are like, oh, Owen Wilson's amazing, but at the time, like, that's a good get. You know what I mean? Liam Neeson at the time, that's a really good. Catherine Zeta-Jones at the time is an amazing get.
Well, yeah.
And then your lead?
I don't really recognize much that Lily Taylor was in. What was
I feel
she
like
even
the only reason she got casted is because she kind of looks like Laurie Strode.
Really?
Like in certain shots, I'm like, oh, damn, you kind of look like Jamie Lee. What's going on?
Yeah, I mean, there's probably people listening that are like, hey, I've seen this thing that she was in before and I really liked it. I personally am not familiar with really much, if anything, that she's done before 99. And they all look like they have pretty bad ratings. So,
I hate to be the bearer of bad news. And in a movie that's not that great, she's one of, like, the lower, like, parts of the movie.
Yeah. I mean, her performance is one of the reasons that I really don't like this movie, because I couldn't understand what she was saying. There were so many times that I had to rewind and rewind and rewind just to try to understand her. And then I just turned on the subtitles at one point.
Yeah, gotta go subtitles, man.
Because I couldn't get through this.
Yeah.
Yeah, this movie is written by a man named David Self, who co-wrote on 13 Days, starring Kevin Costner and Bruce Greenwood.
Hmm.
And he did a couple other things, and then he co-wrote on The Wolfman in 2010. That's really it.
I think I did see that one.
Yeah, like five credits.
I don't think it's very good.
I don't remember it going around, but I never saw it.
Yeah. I always try to give werewolf movies a shot. And I'm basically disappointed every time.
Oh, look how it turned out with the Lycans.
Yeah, I know.
It's never good.
I even just watched American Werewolf in London the other day.
Oh, I love that movie.
I thought I did, but rewatching it, I'm like, this is just, it's not as good as I remember.
Really?
I
rewatched it like a year or so ago, yeah. And I feel like it holds up.
And I was like, man, I remember this being a lot more interesting.
I think your taste is leaning more toward like the evil bong type of things nowadays. So I think you're a little poisoned. But this is directed by Jean Dubon.
Mm.
He did Speed 1 and 2, Twister,
Thank goodness.
Lara Croft Tomb Raider, The Cradle of Life. That's
Hell
a
yeah.
fucking chore to say.
Hell yeah.
Like, that is a chore.
I saw that in theaters.
Could you imagine, like, telling that to the ticket booth person? Did you say it the whole way?
Yes, I did.
You said the whole thing.
Absolutely.
Why?
No, I wouldn't. I just said Tomb Raider.
Oh, okay. I like it. You're adding to the story.
I'm just trying.
Also, he's a cinematographer on a fair amount of movies, but he has an uncredited role for shooting. I'm going to give you one guess. Guess the movie.
Uncredited role for shooting
Tokyo
Drift.
Crazy. Butcher Baker, Nightmare Maker.
No!
I was kind of just hoping that for some reason you would just guess that.
I was going more for like time period. No.
Butcher Baker Nightmare Maker?
Yes. For anyone that doesn't know, this is a movie that James keeps convincing me that I watched at some point because I have notes for it. Like half, I have like 1/4 of the movie's notes just in my phone, and I found it one day. And I have no recollection of ever watching this movie in my life. And I still don't believe that I did.
It's got a lot of incest undertones.
I don't remember anything about it. That it was incest?
A lot. That's kind of the whole point of the movie.
Wait, it's a movie about it. Why is it called Butcher Baker Nightmare Maker?
I actually don't remember why it has that title. It also, I think, has a different title.
And that's the weirdest part to me. How do I not remember? Like,
that's a pretty...
I remember the title.
Glowing title, yeah.
I remember watching it.
No, yeah, the whole thing is really like this mom who's obsessed with her son and like in a weird way, and she won't let him see other women and won't let him... Anytime he like tries to do anything independent, she like steps in and like murders people.
Oh.
So like don't go on a date with this guy or his mom's going to kill you.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
Butcher Baker Nightmare Maker.
It's unfortunate.
Yep.
Was it good?
No.
Should we do it?
No.
Do you think we should? I have like some of the notes though.
I don't want to watch it again.
Maybe when we get back to the bonus episodes on Patreon.
Like, you know how like Sleepwalker is like weirdly incestuous? Like, this was way worse.
Never seen Sleepwalker.
You haven't seen Sleepwalker?
No.
We should
literally
do that.
Never. Oh, so you're like, oh, let's not do this incest movie. This other movie that's filled with so much
that's
incest.
That's the one.
Let's do that one.
That's the incest movie to pick.
You can't say that.
I'm just saying.
Kim would be flabbergasted if she was here right now. Do you know how pissed she would be?
I thought she liked it too. Isn't she in on the incest?
Oh, she loves incest.
Yeah, that's
me.
What I thought. What are you talking about?
She's. If I know one thing about Kim, it's like she's always like, yeah, dude, incest, the best.
Oh, God, this is awful.
This is a terrible conversation.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Where are we going with our first episode back?
Oh, Sleepwalker, though. It has a fucking Luke Skywalker in it.
Yeah. Mark Hamill?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. What is he doing?
He's a cop.
What? Is he like rough and tough, or is he like,
no.
What is he? What, he's like a nerd?
Kind of.
What is this movie? There's nerd cop Mark Hamill having incest with people?
No, he's not the one. The one having incest.
He's not the one.
The one having the incest are the werecats, the cat people.
Wait, what?
This is the cat people movie.
Wait.
But not the movie called Cat People.
Oh, wait, but they're cats?
They're werecats. They're like
so
werewolf,
it's not
werewolf
humans
cats.
Fucking, it's animals fucking their brother and sister?
Werewolf cats, yeah.
What are we talking about right now?
Sleepwalker.
Why is that the movie? Yeah. That's the Stephen King one?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it doesn't surprise me that weird
I know,
cocaine-filled
right?
asshole
exactly.
was talking about it. Like, of course he was. He was like blasted on fucking... Who knows what he was blasted on this time? I know he just says like, oh yeah, I did a lot of coke. Stephen... We know you.
Anyone who's done that much coke did other things too. Come on.
I mean, come on. I believe that he did a lot of coke,
yep.
But you're telling me he made a story about incest cat people fucking sleepwalk fucking each other, and this dude wasn't on crack?
They also have a magical power to change the color of his car.
Yeah.
It's like a camouflage.
The dude was smoking crack cocaine. Yeah, I snort a lot of cocaine.
The werecat camouflages. He like does a crime and then he like turns a corner and changes the color of his car.
This is getting more and more ridiculous, and it's making me like this movie even less that we're about to talk about. So we have to move on.
Okay, God, yeah, let's go back to The Haunting.
So this had this is making me like it less. This had a budget of $80 million.
Yikers.
Which I guess shows because, I mean, they did have a
special
crazy
effects
cool
were
mansion.
Very expensive back
yeah,
then.
Yeah, special effects for sure, but also that mansion, like. As well, I mean,
crazy.
They had to have spent a lot of money on that. Like,
yeah.
They had to have designed a lot of that. Those doors that they used?
Jesus.
I mean, did they... I'm sure they were set doors, you know?
Yeah,
I mean,
somebody
like
built that door.
But, I mean, I don't know. It
that
looked
had
pretty
all those
good.
Carvings and shit in it. Somebody built that.
Yeah, so, I mean...
All those cherubs.
There's a lot of cherubs.
Cherubs or cherubs?
Cherub.
Okay.
Yeah. This is PG-13.
That's why it sucks.
I knew that before I watched it, and then I watched it, and I kind of forgot. And now remembering again, it's like, still doesn't excuse it, but...
I know. I've watched a lot of PG-13 horror movies lately because of this and a couple other things that I've been watching just to get ready for Halloween and shit. And, my point stands. It's very hard to make a good PG-13 horror movie.
Yeah.
It's very hard.
I don't have a lot of faith in it.
The new Hulu one, No One Can Save You.
Okay.
It comes close. Does not stick the landing.
So still not good. I thought you were going to say like there was something good.
Real close.
Well, The Haunting currently holds a 5 out of 10 on IMDb, a 2.3 out of 5 on Letterboxd, and finally a 17% by the critics with a 28% by the audience on Rotten Tomatoes.
I don't disagree with any of these numbers.
Yeah, that seems about right.
Yep.
Could go lower. I wouldn't be opposed. But yeah, with that, let's go ahead and get into this because first off,
when you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Did you notice that I'm pretty sure they stole the opening theme from The Dark Crystal and just changed a couple notes? Because every time it starts like this, like, dun-dun-dun, but like it doesn't keep going and they just change it off like a little, like it goes and then it stops part of the way through so it doesn't finish it. And it was pissing me off every time because I actually just kind of wanted them to finish it because I had like the noise, like, you know, like the little jingle in my head.
Yeah.
And yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and say that they definitely just they ripped it.
Did you watch Dark Crystal to make up for it?
No, but I did listen to the theme song a couple times in a row just to like confirm and also just listen to something that was a lot better than this. But we should watch Dark Crystal.
Yeah,
because it's a great movie. Did you ever watch it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I watched it and took very elaborate notes on it.
For what?
Because I was going to make an episode on it for you on my show.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And did you?
No. But I have very elaborate notes.
Oh, okay. Well, then we'll have to run that back at some point. I have to get into some Dark Crystal, something better than this. Thanks, Liv. You're Liz now. That's why I called her Liz. You got downgraded to Liz.
No.
When you made us watch this.
Say it ain't so.
Liv, I'm sorry. You're Liz now. So, overview of the story of this movie. Nell is our main character. She's a woman who took care of her mother for 11 years. And upon her mother's death, her sister's husband was left in charge of the will. Which, that already, like, immediately explain further. Why is your daughter... You died. You're a mom, James. Right. You die. Why do you pass the will over to your daughter's husband?
Yeah.
It didn't even seem like she knew him that much. Like, it seemed like he was, like, fairly new to the whole thing.
Right.
Or, like, maybe not new, because I guess they had a kid together, you know? But, like, I don't know. It seemed like they didn't talk much, you know? So I'm sure the mother didn't know that husband.
Right.
Much, if at all. Because the whole thing, too, like, 11 years. She's been sitting there with her for 11 years. And what we get from the argument 2 seconds later is that the other sister hasn't really been around for these 11 years, you know?
Yeah.
While the mother is sick and the other, Nell, is tending to her.
Yeah.
So I'm immediately just thrown off. Like, okay,
it's strange.
Whatever.
It's a strange story.
But now the husband, he's like, yeah, I'm going to sell this house. And she's like, well, I'm living here and like this is the only place that I have and blah, blah. And he's just like, yeah, well, that kind of sucks. We're going to give you the car because I know you like this car a lot. Apparently, it's like a 30-year-old car that's like on its last legs. And he's like, I am going to give this to you, but I'm also going to deduct it out of like the price of the house, you know, when we sell it. So, you know, give or take, but you have to take it.
Yeah.
That's the whole introduction. Then they're like, but it's okay because when we evict you from this house, you can actually come and live with us and then clean all of our clothes and do our dishes and then like clean the house and then take care of our bastard child over here. And this child is just like breaking everything that Nell owns. He's sitting in the back and he's laughing. He's like, ha, 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 ha. He's like the most like horrifying laugh that you would, like, if you were around this child, you'd never want to be around a child again. You would rather go homeless than take care of this child. So yeah, that's the whole thing. She basically kicks them out And then we move over to her getting a call from Liam Neeson.
Yeah.
He's like, hello, Nell. We have a opportunity for you. Come to this mansion and, I don't know, come to the mansion.
Insomnia.
$900 a week. You have insomnia? They don't explain it well. I feel like they kind of just said those words and just blurted them out. Like, insomnia, $900. Mansion?
Can't sleep. Insomnia mansion. $900.
She's like, you son of a bitch, you drive a hard bargain. And I also feel like the first scene that we see Liam Neeson, maybe the first two scenes, I feel like he was kind of trying to do a British accent. Like, just like for a minute or two.
Yeah.
And then he realized he couldn't and it wasn't going well, but they kept it in.
I did feel like, I don't know if it's that. I do feel like
he British, but he was trying to do something.
It felt like he was trying to not just do his own voice.
Yes.
But then definitely by the end of the movie, he's just doing his own voice.
By 10 minutes into the movie, he's already doing his own voice. By 30 minutes into the movie, he's ramping it up a bit. 40 minutes, full on Taken, Liam Neeson. Full on. It's fucking crazy. This movie walked so that Taken could flad. Yeah. Let that sink in. Give it another second. Audience, you with me? All right. Then we find out that Nell is tasked to go to the coveted Hill House. Yeah, ooh. She's gonna, I don't know. She's gonna go to this insomnia test.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. Nope. I can't emphasize that enough.
They do. They really don't. I guess they say it's a sleep study, but they really don't.
Well, yeah, no, because Liam Neeson just sitting there in the corner. He's like, oh, I'm an experiment.
Experiment.
I'm an experiment. They don't sleep. Put them in the house. There you go.
Like, they don't say that they're going to give them, like, specific medication and watch them. It doesn't say. It's just, like, it's about the environment of the house.
He's doing, like, a Stanford, like, prison experiment, like, thing. Is that what it was?
The Basically.
Is that what it was? Was this the Stanford prison experiment? I don't remember what the fuck it was.
But yeah.
But you guys all saw that prison experiment shit that was on Netflix however many years ago. You know what I'm talking about. It doesn't matter. But yeah, she's welcomed by Mr. Dudley. That's old Drippy.
Drip.
And I want to point out that Nell isn't speaking clearly this early on in the movie. I already have no idea what she's saying. When she's introducing herself to Mr. Dudley, she's like, yeah, I'm with Mr. Marrow's group. And I swore that she was like, Marrow poop. I swear to God, I rewound that like three times. And I was like, what the? I heard the same thing over and over again. I was like, what are you saying? Like, this is sick. And then
she just doesn't open her mouth.
I heard on the fourth go, and this wasn't when I turned on the subtitles. It took me a few more times before I finally did, because there was one time where there was no way I was ever going to get it. So yeah, this is where we are. Mr. Nell gets inside the house. Or Mr. Nell. When Nell gets inside of the house, she meets Mrs. Dudley, who shows her around the giant mansion. And, I mean, I guess I didn't explain Mr. and Mrs. Dudley. They don't really matter. They're just the owners of the house.
The caretakers.
Caretakers. Like, oh, they're not the owners, huh?
Yeah, they don't own it. They just take care of it.
That's true.
But they leave when it gets dark, and no one will come if you need help after it gets dark. Because there's nobody for 10 miles.
Yeah, it's the closest person is town. That was a quote, I think.
10 miles, guys. 10 miles.
Are you a car salesman?
Yep.
I like it. So, this is Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Yep.
This is the only good part.
Good old Theo.
I love Catherine Zeta-Jones. I think she's the only good actress in this movie.
Yep.
Actor overall, actor. Honestly. Just in general, because she's putting on a better performance than anyone, I think. Everyone else did not.
Definitely better than Owen Wilson.
Oh, I forgot who was in there already. Okay, so right now there's a conversation between Nell and Miss Dudley where Nell just totally becomes the definition of, like, don't plagiarize, make the work your own. Because Miss Dudley is like, all right, I won't be here after dinner. And Nell's like, dinner won't be here after you. And Dudley is like, the closest neighbor is at town. And Nell's like, closest neighbor won't approach.
Town's a neighbor.
Neighbor's a town. It's just like repeating everything she says back to her. And honestly, I didn't realize that was like foreshadowing that Nell would give the longest, most atrocious, like,
needle in my fucking ear monologue that I would ever hear in my life at the end of this movie.
Whatever you say, Grandpa.
This is fucked up, James.
I know.
So Nell and Zeta speak for a bit about the house and its spectacular design and eventually go exploring. And this leads them to fake mirrors, large doors with like insane mechanisms to open said doors. They end up like in a funhouse attraction with like a hallway that's like all water, but there's books that you got to skip across like lily pads.
Yeah.
Who built this house?
This is the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
When did they say that this was built in?
I can't even put a number on it. But if you look at it from the outside, it's not even, mansion doesn't even describe the structure.
It's castle. Insane. It's definitely a castle.
This is a castle. Like, I've seen mansions. I've been in mansions. This is a castle with a working clockwork carousel room in which the entire room revolves and plays music. And that's just one small part of this castle built by fucking Willy Wonka. Like, what the fuck?
That's a good explanation. Yeah.
Like, it's like they're trying to do like the Winchester House thing, but like, oh, but it was for kids, so it's all whimsical. Like, it's just nonsense.
Oh.
Nothing like this would ever exist in real life.
You ever heard of Michael Jackson, buddy? The fuck are we talking about? It already exists. The Neverland Ranch.
I stand corrected.
There is a Batman, but he's not the Batman we asked for. But anyway,
in a way, yeah, this is the medieval equivalent of Neverland Ranch.
100% is. No one else could make this. I think that we know who the architect was.
Oh, God.
So, yeah, they're at this fun house. really important. Really important. Owen Will kind of just, like, he just kind of falls onto the screen. Like, I feel like a mechanical arm just, like, from the sky, you know, I feel like it just like went over to a box of Owen Wilson's, picked one out, pulled it over and just dropped it into the house. In. Yeah, just put him in place and like let him like walk around like a Mario marcher.
What he's are those, just what are
those,
a sim, yeah.
What are those Mario, remember the mini Marios on the Donkey Kong?
Yeah, the Mario like, versus DK.
I guess just the mini Donkey Kong. They're like mini Marios, robots yeah. and yeah, they yeah, just yeah. would march. Yeah, he just kind of like walks around like that, like yeah. a penguin.
Little lemmings.
Yeah, so all of a sudden, he's just here. He's like, wow. Can't believe I ended up in a mansion.
Baseballs.
Or, wow, castle. You see my glove? You see my baseball glove? That was the most insane part of the movie. I mean, we'll get to that so soon. That might have been my favorite part of the movie, but it was insane. His forehead is baffling. His haircut is atrocious. And within seconds... He just feels like he doesn't belong in the movie. That's why I feel like he was just placed there.
You're right. He doesn't feel like he belongs in this movie. Because everyone else is acting like characters in a script, and he's just being Owen Wilson.
Yeah, like, I mean, it felt like, it almost felt like Clue when you're, like, getting introduced to people yeah. pulling up, you know, to the mansion for the game yeah. or whatever. But then Owen Wilson just seemed like he showed up to the wrong audition.
He's at the wrong party.
But then everyone's telling him, like, hey, like, this isn't like your thing, you know, like you're not you. We didn't invite you. And he's like, no, but you did. Like, that's why I'm here. We're partying. Like, he just keeps changing the topic and no
but
one
like
can get
insomnia.
Him to leave. He's like Andy Dick. Like, he just once you get him like leached onto you, you can't get rid of him. And that's how Owen Wilson feels in The Fucking Haunting. Yeah, it's, you know, I'm not happy about it. I thought I was going to have fun with him being here.
Yeah.
It was the worst time of my life.
It's kind of rough.
It was so bad. Wow. It does not take long for him to say, wow.
I know.
But after he shows up, Liam is back in the picture. Who is Liam?
Wait. Liam Neeson?
Oh, duh. I forgot. Yeah, yeah. Neeson. Once Owen Wilson pulled up, because Liam Neeson leaves for a bit. Not for a long time, you know?
Right.
It's like maybe like 15, 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
He comes back and then he's just there all the time.
Right.
But I don't know. I guess I already forgot he was in this.
Liam Neeson's, baby.
Liam's back in the picture, and he decides to have a fancy dinner for his new insomnia-filled guests. They're all just like, yeah, I have insomnia because, you know, this sucks. And like, I have insomnia because this sucks. And then Nell's like, me? I have insomnia because my mom is a fucking scumbag and would beat the walls with a cane and kept me up all night. She was like, but I'm normal, not like you guys. It's the weirdest thing. Like, everything she says just confuses me. It's so confusing.
Like, as the biggest trauma dump, and then she's like, yeah, but I don't have insomnia, though.
Yeah, and she's like, I'm not like you guys.
Y'all
like,
crazy.
I'm doing fine. You guys have problems and reasons why you have insomnia. It just sounds like you have the most problems, actually. What are we talking about here? So he's talking about the previous owners. He's like, a man lived here, and they repeatedly tried to have kids, but the woman would just miscarry over and over again. It's like, all right, well, maybe. What year was this? Could you have seen a doctor about it? Because maybe they could have told you that you're probably not fertile.
Maybe you should stop.
Because if it's happening that many times, because it sounds... Well, and I'm only... like, this might sound insensitive, but trust me, it's not. And I'm just going to have to go ahead and spoil it right now. The miscarry is in the hundreds.
Yeah.
So, like...
Yeah.
I shouldn't comment on stuff. When it's in the hundreds, I'm going to comment on that. I'm going to comment on that. Because at that point, there's some irresponsible shit going on here. Hundreds. You got to check that out, or just maybe come to a conclusion on your own at that point.
Right.
Like, what's the number? When do you come to that conclusion?
I don't know.
Is it in the 70s? So not long after this, one of the new workers, or I guess Mary. Who's Mary? Who cares? Who's Mary now? Mary J. Fawcett? Was she in this?
Is Mary the lady that's about to get whipped in the face?
Was that her? That was probably her. That's probably why I don't remember, because she's gone fast.
Yeah, like a string breaks off a harpsichord or a fucking, I don't even know what it is. Some kind of old-ass instrument.
I spent 2 hours with these characters, and I can tell you for, like, I do remember their names, but it's hard to keep track because I don't really care that much.
Oh, I know the
Nell
main
is Lily
names.
Taylor.
Yeah.
Liam Neeson is
Luke.
Don't care. Oh, okay. Owen Wilson is
no,
Owen Wilson.
Actually,
Catherine
no, sorry,
Zeta-Jones
sorry.
Is
I said
Theo.
I said Liam Neeson was Luke. Owen Wilson is Luke. The funny thing about that is because
Wait, are you kidding me? His name's Luke.
How weird would that be to get casted in a movie and then they call you your brother's name the whole time?
No wonder I never grabbed his name and I was just calling him Owen Wilson the whole time. To be fair, I was never not going to call Catherine Zeta-Jones Catherine Zeta-Jones. I know her name's Theo.
Yeah.
I have no idea what Liam Neeson's name is.
I don't know his name either.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he's just Liam Neeson.
Liam Neeson.
Owen Wilson was also just Owen Wilson. If I knew his name was Luke, that would have...
I just thought it was really funny.
It's ridiculous.
Like, and I don't know how early this was in his career. It seems fairly early. Like, yeah. One of the first... You're like, Mom, I finally got a Hollywood movie. Oh, my God, son, what role are you playing? Luke. my brother.
His
who's also
just,
an older actor who's
his
working.
His brother's just sitting there like, wow. couldn't have cast a better one. Wow.
I guess I just wasn't available.
Why didn't Luke end up with the wows?
I don't know.
I mean, he kind of has them. He's done them, and I've
right.
heard them on him. But they're not like they're not as pronounced, you know?
Yeah.
But Owen Wilson wows are something else.
And they are a plum in this film. Oh, I can't believe he was throwing them out left and right like that.
I wonder when it started.
I know, right?
Do you know what Owen Wilson was in before 99?
I didn't really deep dive into him like I should have.
So I'm going to be honest, I feel like I started seeing him and stuff after this.
Yeah, I definitely more know him for his 2000s roles.
Yeah, that's what I was, like, his early 2000s stuff, even, like, you know, some stuff close to, like, the 2010 era.
Fucking Zoolander, man.
Well, I didn't care about Zoolander that much, if I'm being honest. I don't know. Maybe I just didn't get it when I was watching it the first few times, but I don't know. He was in Armageddon, Breakfast of Champions, The Minus Man. He was in Anaconda. But no, his first role was in 94.
Okay.
I mean, this is still definitely before breakout Owen Wilson.
Right.
Anyway, I don't... Fuck their names. Is that where we were? Like, is that what the tangent was about?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, well, there's the... Oh, it was Mary. She's about to get whipped by the fucking piano.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is great. She's just, like, walking around after the story, and she's just like, something happened in this house. I feel something, even in this piano. And then, like, right then and there, one of the piano wires just snaps and fucking hits her in the face.
It's
and
crazy.
We don't see, like, the mark at first.
Yeah.
But then she turns around, and there's just a giant slice through her face.
It's intense, dude.
That was pretty crazy. And it kind of seemed like things were going to happen in the movie, maybe.
I thought it was going to be like that the whole time.
Yeah, we're not going to see anything happen for at least an hour after this.
At least.
It's the craziest thing I've ever seen. For being a haunted house movie, I was not convinced this house was haunted at all until it turned to Monster House at the end. But I was like,
When you couldn't deny it.
Yeah, for sure. Then they're just thrown in your face. They're like, there's a fucking monster, dude. It's haunted. But like in the beginning, I'm like, I thought that they were all just on some bullshit. I was just like, well, I guess pipes are really loud.
They're crazy. She's crazy. He doesn't know what's going on with this experiment.
So, yeah, she gets hit in the eye. She almost loses it. And wait, this is 40 minutes into the movie.
Yeah.
That's what I wrote right. That was already 40. See, that was why I hated this. Because I was 40 minutes into the movie and they were just barely like introducing people and like walking around and like doing their shit. Yeah. Like, because there's so much time spent just walking around.
Just bullshit.
Talking.
Yeah.
Looking at stuff. Sometimes, like most of the time.
Look
the
how
time.
Big this fireplace is. It's a big fireplace. I can't believe it's so big you can walk into it.
Yeah, this movie was just made just to show off the fucking castle that they rented.
Yes.
Or maybe bought with the fucking $80 million. Probably just bought a castle for that much.
I have no idea.
And they were just like, hey, the story doesn't matter because we're just going to make everyone look at the castle.
I mean, that's happened before.
Yeah.
That was essentially Tammy and the T-Rex. The producer said, the producer was like, I have this T-Rex. I only have it for this amount of days and I'm like renting it or something. And it's like, I need to get, and then it's going to be gone. It's like, I have to make a movie with it.
That's perfect.
And so they just wrote the movie real quick to use the T-Rex for the movie.
That's inspiring.
And yeah, I mean, maybe some guy was just like, hey, I got this crazy fucking house. You should just shoot in it.
No, that's not what happened, because I had to spend $80 million to buy it. So they had to fucking outsource for this castle, and they couldn't write a script in between all of that. They were just like, oh, just CGI a script into it.
That was their answer for every question.
100%.
During production. Oh, just CGI it in.
Yeah.
Oh, we can't do that. Just CGI it in. It's fine.
Because if you really think about it, all it is them just sitting around and like Lily Taylor just going like, oh. What are we fucking talking about?
Just CGI that in. It'll be fine.
No one will notice. Just put the, actually, let's just make this a not a speaky. I don't want to do a speaky.
It's not
let's
a
just,
talkie.
Well, that's what it is, a talkie. I don't want to do a talkie. Just CGI the script onto the screen.
Yeah, just CGI it in there.
And just put it like in tiny little text.
We
got to
get a ghost.
Corner.
Just CGI it in there.
It's like a fine print. They're like, what? You need to read the contract? It's right there on the screen as we were shooting it.
Oh, shit, man.
Oh, fuck. So can we talk for a minute about Owen Wilson just walking around the house with his baseball glove and his baseball?
Just playing baseball.
Playing baseball.
Playing catch with himself.
And then he runs into Liam Neeson. And dude, because Liam Neeson just walks by him, he's like, hey, Owen Wilson. And he's like, oh.
And then he's like, you almost made me drop my baseball.
And the whole time he's talking to him, they're having a 3-minute long conversation. And the whole time he's still just like twitching.
Yeah.
And like bouncing around. He's like, oh man.
You got insomnia.
You scared me. Insomnia. Oh, I'm so scared. It's all he's doing.
Isn't this place crazy?
And he's just throwing his baseball around. Yeah. And Liam Neeson's like, why do you have that baseball? And he's just like,
insomnia.
Insomnia. What are you talking about? What does that mean? That's not an answer. He literally said, quote for quote, you know, insomnia. What does that mean? I've never been more confused in my life.
Nope.
How do you spend $80 million?
That's what we're here for, Doc. Insomnia.
So back to Nell, who is sleeping like a baby, was. Emphasize on was. Because a demon starts banging on the walls all over the mansion. So naturally, Catherine Zeta-Jones starts to scream, and Nels goes to help. thinking that it's her mom. She's like, oh, I'm coming, mom. I got it. And the demon immediately stops being cool, calm, and collected. Starts like violently shaking doors. Makes the entire room freezing cold. And then they both pretty much immediately recognize this as demons. They're like, yeah, it's demons.
Yeah, this is bad shit.
But then in like 5 minutes, they're going to be like, there's no way. It was never that. And then when anyone else will bring it up, they're like, you're stupid. It's not demons. Like, they go back and forth over and over again, but not in like a way that's like rational. That's like, oh yeah, I guess you would kind of be like, oh yeah, maybe it is, maybe it isn't.
Yeah, yeah.
They're
yeah.
just like, oh, it definitely is. And then they're like, there's no way it could ever be. Why would you bring that up, you fucking idiot?
We just have insomnia.
It's just insomnia. That's their answer to everything. It's like, they should have done a fucking Freddy Krueger movie with, like, all this insomnia talk. Like, what are you talking about?
The whole time I watched it, I was like, why is this not a Freddy movie?
Where's the fucking Hypnosil?
Seriously. Like, I thought that the whole time.
It's so weird. Like, why would you ever make the... Is Haunting of Hill House about... Well, yeah, they have issues sleeping, I guess, right?
Guess.
That's not... You don't make the movie about... It's not... They missed the point, is what I'm saying. They missed the fucking mark, dude.
They missed the point, and then they just CGI'd some blobs over it.
Oh, my God. Oh, I did. I wrote Luke down right here.
Luke!
Oh, I guess I did hear it at some point.
Wow.
Yeah, well, Owen Wilson shows up. He's like, yeah, I heard you screaming my name. I heard you saying, like, Luke, come help me. And then Catherine Zeta-Jones was like, yeah, I didn't, actually, and I wouldn't. I definitely wouldn't call you by name, if at all. So she starts to investigate a little bit, or Owen Wilson does, actually.
Yeah.
And he doesn't find anything. He goes, he looks around in this room he's in. He goes, wow, all these rooms really are bigger than mine. Wow. It's a quote.
Yeah.
That's a quote. And then this scene just ends. It ends on that.
He's got a small room.
Just him looking around. He's like, wow, these bedrooms are all better than mine. Wow. Okay, and he's, like, complaining about it, too. He's like, I really got the shit end of the stick. It's like, they all picked their rooms. It's like fucking, like, baddies rules here. Like, this is reality TV rules. You run in, you fucking find your room. And also, there's still, like, 15 empty rooms.
There's so many rooms.
You
sleep
came here
in the
with,
carousel room. Who cares?
I don't even think he came with a bag. Just walk to the other room and lay down in it. Who fucking cares? You guys have free reign to the house.
Seriously.
What is he even talking about? He's trying to be quirky, and it's wow. So they turn the water on, or Owen Wilson does. Owen Wilson and Liam Neeson, they're like, all right, gals, what do you think you heard? And they're like, well, definitely demons. And he's like, turns the faucet, and then the house fucking creaks and shakes violently like the Kool-Aid man just bursts through the wall. And he's like, you guys think that's what you heard? And they're like, well, shit, that does sound like a demon. I guess
well,
I guess
maybe.
And to be fair, to give them some points, that did sound like a monster was, like Godzilla was shaking the house and tearing off the upper floor.
Mm-hmm.
So, if your pipes do that, you need a new castle.
Need new pipes.
Because if that explains everything, holy shit, you have a lot of problems going on. That doesn't explain the plumbing issues that you got to deal with. Thought I was watching Cloverfield. So we're now nearly halfway through the movie. Insane.
And nothing has happened.
Absolutely nothing's happened. One chick got whipped with a piano 40 minutes into the movie.
Yeah.
And this is a 2-hour-long movie almost.
But they have insomnia.
Oh, they have insomnia. You're right. That's cool. So, again, we're halfway through the movie and an infant slug mermaid begins to travel through Nell's comforter.
Yeah.
It was like...
It's so gross.
I don't even know
what... Just CGI it in. Hey, we don't know how to write this. Just CGI it in.
Who? Whose decision was it?
I thought it was going to be Hollow Man for a second, but it was a child.
That was... Well, it looked like... It looked like a stem cell. It looked crazy. I cannot believe what I was watching when that happened.
Yeah.
Honestly, it looked like a sperm cell just moving through the fucking comforter.
Yeah.
It was so weird. And I guess Nell just wakes up and she looks at it. She's like, oh my God, there's a little sperm in my...
Ghost slug.
This ghost nut in my comforter. What am I going to do? Nothing happened. She just closes the fucking windows. And the scene ends. It took like 5 minutes to do that. It was so aggravating. And now Owen Wilson is just like, oh my god, I'm so scared of the Teletubbies. Just a random conversation he brings up out of nowhere. He does
have a random rant about Teletubbies.
He's like, you ever seen them? They're so scary. And then they got the little faces. Wow.
And then they got the symbols on their bellies.
Like, is he wrong about any of those things? No. Why are we talking about it? After the Teletubbies, Owen's like, no, I'm going to go check on Catherine Zeta-Jones. I'm gonna see what she's doing. And again, Nell mumbled so hard. This is the point. This is the point where I had to fucking just
turn on subtitles
because I rewound it 5 or 6 times in a row. And I was just trying. I was like, what are you saying? Mm-hmm. Please, let me just hear. What are you saying? And finally, on the 5th time, I put the subtitles on. Spoiler, in response to, I'm going to see what Catherine Zeta-Jones is doing, Nell said, doing or wearing.
Yeah.
I had no fucking clue what she said. Literally couldn't make out anything from
it. She said doing or wearing. I do remember that.
What I heard was...
And then he says something weird, too.
Yeah, he says something like, yeah, I saw what she had on yesterday. I really like, what's her fucking name? Theo.
Theo.
I'm really into Theo. I got a hankering for her. Guys, if you hear that cricket, it might be a permanent thing. And also, they keep getting in my house.
Yeah, not just it's cricket season.
I don't know how they keep getting in, though.
Yeah, they're invasive little buggers.
I just saw one walking through like a sealed crack. I watched it happen.
They're impressive.
I don't know what to do. The crack was sealed.
Yeah, I used to get them a lot of time at my other house just because of the pool.
Yeah.
So we got more crickets there, too, and they would always get inside the house.
Oh, dude, they'll keep me up all night.
Yeah.
They'll just, like, be in this room or in one other room, mm-hmm. and they'll just sit in a corner, and they won't stop.
Little bastards.
Restless all night long.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. Anyway, what about the Teletubbies? What are we at? Nell sucks at puzzles. You see her trying to do that maze puzzle?
Yeah.
How stupid can you be to get blocked off by the first roadblock in one of those children's maze puzzles?
Well, I don't know if you saw our good friend of the show, Rick's review of this movie, but...
I did it. What'd he say? I did not see his review. I saw that he rated it very low. And I spoke to him, and he was excited that we're doing it.
Yeah, you should take a look at it.
You want me to actually just pull it up?
Yeah,
okay.
I don't know if you want me to say it on the podcast.
What does this mean?
It's not real, real bad, but I mean, it's like, I don't know if you want me to say it. I don't know, or if you want me to word it differently than he worded it.
Oh. Ricky, what did you do? Oh, no, yeah, this is perfect.
Okay, good. I didn't know if you were okay with me saying that out loud or not.
Oh, no, he said, down low lesbian saves ghost kids from Ebenezer Scrooge.
No, DL means something different there.
What?
DL means something different there. Or LD, sorry.
LD?
Didn't he say LD?
No, it says DL.
Are you sure?
Yeah, oh, I'm okay. Looking at it right now. Okay. What do you mean? What's LD?
I thought he called her LD.
Oh, you thought he called her LD.
I thought he was calling her LD.
I'm following now.
It's the bus.
No, LD is PC in my eyes. Isn't that the... That's the
I think.
Is it?
I don't know anymore.
Can't you say LD? I don't know. On this show, you can say LD.
Well, anyway.
Theo's flirting with her the whole time.
Yep.
To be fair. And she says that she has a girlfriend back home and she's always like rubbing up on Nell. She even tells her to live with her later. So
yeah, I mean, she does.
Which is crazy for a person that you just met like 2 days ago.
Well, but they both have insomnia.
Oh, I forgot about that. See, the insomnia, it like bonds you like sisters. That, oh, wait, now we're back to the incest. See, now, see, James, you see what you did?
Get away from
you see what you did? All right, so right when Owen leaves, some giant creature appears behind a wall of chains. Some kind of Star Wars creature on a bad day. I'm not sure what it is on a good day. But it's like a creature, and I don't know, why do they have like, you know when you have like those beads for doors?
Uh-huh.
Why do they have chains for doors?
Well, it's inside the fireplace.
I guess you, in a castle, that is really cool, but like, apparently, I don't know. Yeah, I can't say it. I would do that if I had the money to do that in my castle.
I just like this fireplace is so big.
It's a walk-in fireplace.
It's a walk-in room where you build a fire.
Yeah,
you that build supposedly like, is gonna heat the whole castle.
You build like a house-sized fire. It looks
yeah,
like.
A house-sized fire.
Yeah. So, I think that's what's going on there.
And this is the fireplace.
Yeah, apparently it's pretty cool, man. So yeah, where are we at? Oh yeah, they start investigating. Like it's the worst episode of Scooby-Doo I've ever seen.
Oh my god.
And then a swinging tiger. Almost kills Owen Wilson and Liam Neeson.
I'm still confused about this thing. She says it's the flu. Is that what it's called on a chimney? The chimney flu, right?
Yeah.
But like, how does that answer the question?
That looked like a death trap to
why
me.
Why is it that large and it swings back and forth? I don't think flus do that. I'm sorry. I'm not a chimney expert, but none of this seems like it's adding up. No one can move that.
It would make a lot more sense to me if it was like a mansion-sized grandfather clock.
Sure.
Or something.
Yeah.
Because...
how is this part of the chimney flu? I don't understand.
Yeah, maybe we don't know enough about castles and their swinging lions than we thought. But I'll do a little more research into castles and their swinging lions.
Yeah, I need more swinging lion head research, please.
Yeah, because I don't know what to make of this. And I don't know if anyone does except for a castle expert. But within an hour left of the movie, Nell's real name, Eleanor, gets written on the wall in red paint. It says, "Welcome, Eleanor. Welcome home."
Oh, and shit.
She accuses everyone in the room doing it. She's like, you, why'd you do it? That's my name. How'd you know? How the fuck would they know your name?
I fully thought she did it herself.
That would make the most sense.
I fully was like, nah, she's just crazy at this point. Like, she did that.
I kind of thought that was going on, too. But I was like, ah, I guess there still could be ghosts. We'll see.
Sperm cell ghosts.
Yeah, little stupid fucking ghosts. So during bedtime, we get a nice shot of Nell's foot hanging over the edge of her bed. And was it just me, or was that like very Tarantino? They got Bruce in their movie and they were like, all right,
we all know what callbacks.
To do. We know what to do now. So we now get to experience another multi-minute walking session where absolutely nothing happens. Except this time around, Nell follows some blood droplets on the ground until it leads her to a book. A book that really does nothing for me interest-wise.
But it's a book.
It's a book of dead children, I guess. Mm-hmm. It's like has the dates of when all of the children were miscarried.
Dude, and again, she's... do you remember when she's going through that list? She's like, turns the page. Johnny, 14 years old. 12. 13.
Oh, yeah, because I guess they...
10, 12, 10, 13, 12, 10, 4...
What the fuck did she do? It went on for a long time. A long time.
She's
like
just screaming numbers. What is this, Lost? Like,
well, and the thing is, too, when she's reading all that, I didn't know what the fuck she was talking about. Because she was literally, she opened the book, and that is exactly what she starts doing. She starts reading the numbers and names off, and it's like, what do any of these mean? Because there isn't any explanation before that.
Are we playing bingo? Like, I don't get it, lady.
Yeah, I was like ready to turn this movie off at that point because I was like, I don't know what the fuck she's talking about, and I don't care. I definitely don't care.
She's just screaming numbers.
Yeah, very good point to bring up because it's probably one of the most annoying parts of the movie. And then she runs up to fucking, what are they called? Owen and Catherine Zeta-Jones. I'm just going to stop trying with their names. she runs up to those. She's like, oh my God, guys, dead children everywhere. They're all over. Cherub babies, book cherub numbers. Babies. 14, 13, 12. And they're like,
32.
And they're literally like, dude, you got to slow the fuck down. Like, what are you talking about? There's cherub babies trying to braid Nell's hair.
Yeah.
That's a fun part of the movie. I don't know. I didn't think the ghosts were a threat at this point.
No.
Because I was like, they're just braiding your hair? Like, what's happening? But then eventually Nell comes across a tape recorder that belongs in Liam Neeson. And I find it very interesting that Liam Neeson is dumb enough to just leave all of his, like, records of experiments that he's currently performing on people in an extremely accessible room where the people you're experimenting on can find those things. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, maybe you should put him...
it's a pretty shitty scientist.
Maybe bring a lockbox with you?
To be fair, I still don't understand what his fucking experiment was.
It's like the prison experiment I told you.
I guess.
That's what I got.
So, I just think he's bad at his job.
Well, Yeah, that could be true too.
Yeah, I don't think Liam Neeson knows what he's doing.
Oh, I almost forgot too. When she was like going crazy in front of Owen Wilson and Catherine Zeta-Jones,
mm-hmm.
Catherine Zeta-Jones goes to put her to bed, and she literally tucks her in and gives her a kiss on the forehead. That is pretty important to say.
Yeah, don't forget about that part.
What the fuck was that? Catherine Zeta-Jones is like probably like 20 years younger than her in this too. Like, it's pretty crazy. Anyway, Liam Neeson gets pretty angry and taken with Zeta-Jones. So she slaps him in the face. I thought that was
deservedly
pretty funny.
So.
He did deserve it. He's just getting her face like, oh, you don't understand. My experiments are very important. I do experiments.
Science, man. Science.
Yeah. And then this leads him to go and investigate what Nell was talking about with the ghosts and stuff, because he's like, he doesn't believe her, but now he feels bad because he thinks that he made her go crazy, which he might have. And while Nell's asleep, the cherub babies start to attack by making it cold and lighting a candle. It's real threatening.
Scary shit, man.
But I guess the giant spider shadow thing from Stranger Things was kind of threatening, you know, because that does pop up next. It was a very weird, like, went from one thing to another, you know?
Oh, yeah. I feel like that's the rest of the movie. It just kind of pops in from one thing to another.
Yeah, 100%. Like, it went from, like, oh, it's cold, lit a candle. Now there's a giant fucking spider demon attacking you. It's like, okay, that was a jump. That was a jump, to say the least. So as a spider shadow thing is attacking Nell, the house turns into monster house for the first time.
Yeah, it does.
And then throws Nell off the bed and makes her slide like she's belly sliding on a slide with no water. I like that part. She it's probably got a rug burn from
real bad,
it.
Real bad rug burn.
This pisses Nell off, so she screams, I will not let you hurt a child! At a window. And then the window reacts back because she, like, hits it. And the window hits her back.
Yeah, it does.
With the window. And the window goes outward.
Monster House.
Yeah, outward window toward Nell in response to the inward window hit. I'm trying to explain it in this movie's terms, you know? I'm kind of like trying to stay on track with, you know,
with
what they're giving us. So this causes Nell to run back to the House of Mirrors where she sees reflections of herself that they look just like her, only like slightly different.
Right.
Like, it's so slightly different. She's like, who are you? What is this? And I'm like, bitch, it's you.
It's you.
What are you talking about? It looks just like you.
It'd be you.
She's like, that's not me. I'm like, yeah, it looks slightly different, but that's you. And these mirror versions of herself show her getting pregnant. And they're like, welcome home, Eleanor. And then bronze cherub babies start floating all over the place.
What the fuck was happening?
I don't get the jump. I don't get the point. I don't get what they were trying to tell me. None of it made sense. Like, they just, all of a sudden, like, none of the movie was about that. This is probably like an hour, 30 minutes into it, too.
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden, they're just like, Eleanor is pregnant the whole time. No, she wasn't.
I know, they do this thing where, like, they try to make her a mother figure for the babies, but then they also are going to connect her to them by DNA, which means that she shouldn't be a mother figure to them. She would be their niece, right?
Yeah, because apparently the original owners of the house were, like, her great-great-grandparents.
Right.
Or something. So...
So why is she a mother... Whenever they should be looking, what I'm saying is they should be looking out for her, not her looking out for them.
Well, but they all died.
Yeah, right.
They all died though, James. So,
well, they're ghosts though. They got powers. They should still be looking out for her.
No, but they're in purgatory, James.
Something weird's going on. I don't understand the whole purgatory bit.
Well, they said purgatory a lot. So I know that purgatory's involved.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
By that. So when Liam Neeson and Zeta and Owen Wilson find Nell, she's on like the ninth floor of a greenhouse about to just like walk over the edge and die. Yeah. Like, she has no idea what's going on. At this point, I mean, it should have been confirmed even more, but the movie should have just went in that direction. Like, yeah, you know, she is crazy.
Right.
Because that would make way more sense than any of this.
Absolutely.
Then her great grandmother was pregnant. Now she has to take care of
ghost babies.
Yeah. It's a great, great plot, guys. Good job, David. That was wonderful. So, I want more scripts like this. What the fuck is this, asshole? So, just running around, like, chasing these ghost babies, and she's about to run off the edge, and she's like, she's literally saying, I'm gonna help you, don't worry. as like she's just walking with her arms out, like as all of the other group walks in, you know?
Yeah.
And they're like, all right, so you are fucking stupid. Like, what are you doing? Idiot, get down from there. And because of this like crazy energy, Liam Neeson has to pull, like, he pulls down the least sturdy set of spiral stairs in existence. And if those are a thing, why do you pull those down? Why aren't they just always there?
You know what's weird?
That was insane.
There must be something about the greenhouse and a spiral staircase in the book, because there's the greenhouse with a spiral staircase is also very prominently featured in the show.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
That's where that part.
Nell, actually Eleanor Nell, the same character, falls and hangs herself from the stairs.
Wasn't her name Elle?
No, it was Nell.
And it was Nell also?
Eleanor.
Yeah. Why did they call her Nell for sure? Is Nell short for Eleanor?
In that book, it is.
Huh. I just don't
That's
get
the
it.
Only reason I know, because the girls' names are very unique. It's Eleanor, they call her Nell, and Theodora, and they call her Theo.
Yeah. Huh. See, I mean, Theo makes sense.
Right.
Wait. I guess I just realized that was another thing, too, because they're not brother and sister or anything like that in this. They just split them up and just made them random people?
Yeah, they're strangers.
Wait, so was Luke their brother in the show?
In the show, yeah. Luke was the, like, the drug addict brother.
Oh, yeah, I do remember that now.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. That's dumb. That's really dumb. No wonder That's it's nothing dumb. Like that book. Okay, well, there's an incredibly long scene, and it consists of stairs falling into pieces and nearly killing Liam Neeson in the process. Like, these stairs are being held up by sewing string.
Wires. Yeah, it's ridiculous.
No, it's string, James. The wires is so generous. Because this is fucking crazy. He's just like, here, grab my... At first, he's trying to get her to come over to him, and I'm like, what?
Like, she's more safe right now.
Yeah, to the stairs that are falling apart. The ones that can't handle your weight, and you want to put more weight on it, you're both going to die if you bring her
over
here.
I'm good. I'm staying right here.
And then eventually, when the stairs almost break all the way, he's like, Nell, help me. And then she lifts him up over to him, and then they just walk off the other way. So I'm like, why was your plan to bring her down from there if you could always just walk around the other way? Does your fucking brain work?
No.
Like, what is happening?
I don't think anyone's brain works in this movie.
I did get really excited right after this, though, because Liam Neeson walks off after getting her, like, safe. And, like, he walks by this giant statue that's inside of a puddle in the ground.
Yeah.
And the, like, statue's hand just all of a sudden moves while he's walking, fully grabs him, like, manhandles him, grabs his entire body like a fucking Snickers bar, and then just dunks him inside of the pond and basically gives him a swirly and then throws Liam Neeson back out. That might have been one of the funniest things I've ever seen. That was amazing.
It's Monster House.
He fucking just bullied him. And then when he walked off, at one point, Catherine Zeta-Jones walks up to him. He's all wet and he's like fucking wringing out his hair and like trying to get all the water off his like clothes and stuff. And she's like, what happened? And he like just looks away all pissed off. Like he just got beat up by some bullies. That was so funny. It's like Liam Neeson getting his fucking, his karma.
Pretty much.
While he's getting bullied, Nell's room is turning more and more into Monster House by the second. And those cherub babies, they just won't let up. They're just like
cherub babies
dancing everywhere. And Liam Neeson, or not Liam Neeson, Owen Wilson was supposed to be watching her through this.
Mm-hmm.
Because they were like, hey, we all got to watch her. And he's just sitting off in another room, sleeping.
You know, insomnia.
And then, like, the craziest thing ever happens. Like, nothing's been happening the whole movie. And then all of a sudden, all the doors slam. And then they're, like, trying to get in there. They're like, holy shit, Nell's in there. And her, oh my God. She starts screaming. And it is the most monotone, bullshit scream I've ever heard. She's like, ah! 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 And she's doing it over and over again.
It's amazing.
For minutes. Oh, we should, yeah, we should vote for her. Yeah, I mean, they're trying to get in, but the room is busy getting eyes and, like, stabbing restraints around her arms.
Yeah.
I don't even know what they were. I don't even know how to explain it.
Yeah, parts of the bed?
It was supposed to be, but it didn't look like that.
No.
I don't even know what it was.
Looked very Evil Dead.
I wouldn't give it that. And then, like, they can't. Really, they can't help her, you know? It's really sad.
Oh.
You feel... Yeah, I see you're sad. I can feel it.
Frickin' no.
But they get in there. And then Owen Wilson and Catherine Zeta-Jones and Liam Neeson, they're all trying to break the restraints off of Nell. They can't get it off until Owen Wilson grabs like a metal couch leg and then starts like, I don't think he's ever swung anything before in his life. No. At least in 1999.
Right.
He had never swung anything before.
Yeah.
Yes. Maybe he swings now. I'm not sure. But put that in your diary. Owen Wilson swings. But like he tries to swing that and like break something and he's doing like a, God, what motion is he even doing? Because he's doing like a 1/4 of the swing motion, you know?
Yeah.
But he's just kind of like jumping forward and like doing a hit.
Ha!
Yeah, it's like a ha! Ha! Something like that. Like he has a giant stick, you know? And it's like too heavy for him, so he can't do the full swing. He just kind of taps it on whatever he's pissed off at. It was, just watch the movie just for that. Just fast forward to that part. It's funny to make fun of. So Owen Wilson tries to crash the gate to get everyone out, but unfortunately for him, he just crashes.
Just crashes the car.
Crashes and fucks up the car, and he nearly gets impaled by random falling spikes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that was from. It looked like a giant bear trap that just fell on top of his car.
Well, you know, it's a gate.
Yeah, do they usually have giant bear traps?
This one
on top
does.
Of them? Okay, I'll take
because
it.
Because it was built for children.
Furthermore, Nell refuses to leave the house. That doesn't explain. She wants to stay because the babies need her.
Yes.
That's what she said. She's like, all these babies, they need me.
The dead ghost babies.
What are they
going to
do without me? Be dead?
They've been.
What are you talking about? They've been dead forever.
Been dead without you this whole time?
Been doing fine. As long as you don't go to the house, they've been doing fine.
Seems like it.
You guys are the dummies that went to the house because Liam Neeson called you and said, I'll give you $900. Kidding me? Oh, we also find out at one point, too, that they're like, oh, shit. Liam Neeson never called us. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
This is stupid. It didn't matter, but they were just like, they were like, yeah, you called me and got me here. And he was like, I never called you. That was a twist.
Yeah, did they ever even really...
No. I think the ghost babies called them. But why the ghost babies call Luke? And how did he know he was going to do an experiment? How did he know what they were there for?
I don't know.
Because he never called them. That's what he said. And that's what they... You know what I mean? I don't get any of it. I don't know how
Liam
they're out
Neeson
the house.
I have questions.
We get Liam Neeson on the line. Beep, beep, beep. Anyway. Yeah, so babies locked everyone in the house.
Great.
Where do we go from here?
Babies.
So Liam and Owen throw high back chairs in the windows. Does nothing. Not only that, the windows cut Liam Neeson and leave him with a protruding asshole on his hand.
Mm-hmm.
What was that special effect supposed to be?
It's supposed to be a shard of glass.
It looked like a prolapsed anus. It was... is that what happens when you get cut?
Yeah.
Skin grows out of you? That's gross. Ew. Well, that pissed off the house just as much as it did me. So Owen gets grabbed by a rug, and he gets Aladdin'd straight toward the swinging lion. Remember that swing lion from before, guys?
Remember how there's a swinging lion for some reason?
I don't even know what to say about this. For different reasons, though. This was Rip Owen Wilson.
His kappa was detated from his head.
R.I.P., man. I didn't think anyone was going to die in this movie.
Yeah, it is nice that we at least got a kill out of it.
I legitimately did not think a single person was going to die the way this was going.
Yeah.
I mean, we were like 20 minutes left, and I thought it was going to be like a Disney Channel ending.
Mm-hmm.
Still pretty much was.
Oh, yeah.
Not pretty much. It 100% was. But somehow, they managed to slip an Owen Wilson death into this movie.
Great.
Which was a saving grace because he was easily the worst part of this movie. Like, he was hard to watch. Second. To Lily Taylor.
Yeah.
Sorry, Lily. I would say it's nothing against you, but that's quite literally what it is in this moment.
Unfortunately.
Because in this movie, there was something...
You are the weakest link.
Yeah, you are the weakest link. I'm sorry. But, dude, the lion hits him in the head, and it has an open mouth. So it eats his head, basically.
His head.
And then when it swings backward, the head shoots out of it. It was wacky, to say the least. That was completely wacky.
Madcap.
So Nell just beats up a metal winged dragon of raw sculpture that's coming to life with a 2x4.
She gets it. She gets right at it, man.
Because there's just gargoyles and stuff coming to life now.
All the time.
I said gargoyle.
Those two.
And then she's like, hey, Liam Neeson, Catherine Zeta-Jones, you guys got to go play hide and seek. It's like, this is literally what she said.
That's literally what she said.
This has been pissing me off this whole time.
You got to hide. He plays hide and seek with the children, so you have to hide.
What, from the ghosts? Did we also mention how these ghosts can't open doors or go through windows? That was like a thing multiple times where they're like trying to physically open a door and then they'll just close the window and then the ghost is like, oh, guess I can't do it now. The fuck kind of ghosts are these?
I thought that was the whole point of being a ghost, is that you could go through doors.
This is the most useless ghost I've ever... All right, let's get this over with. A shadow creature that's apparently humongous shows up and tells... It shows up and Nell decides that she's going to stop him by going, hey, you big bad monster. Purgatory's over. My grandma and my dead babies are all on my side. You're a bully. I'm going to stop you now.
Yep.
And this is like 1/32th.
She said,
I'm getting
tired of this, Grandpa. What, that's too damn bad.
I'm Dr. Esco, the rock and roll clown. And Stephen King does crack cocaine. So since Nell yelled at this demon grandpa, he released all the demon baby souls from the cherub baby statues. And now Nell turns into the soul of a demon baby. And that's the fucking movie.
That's the fucking movie. And then the Dudleys come back and they're like,
hey,
fucking
city fucking
slickers.
City folk. City assholes.
Look what you did you get the answers you were looking for, doctor?
And then it ends on a fucking, like, fade-out shot on the eyes of Catherine Zeta-Jones and Liam Neeson, who are like, oh, next episode? I hated this so much.
This shit sucks.
This is a terrible movie.
This shit sucks.
This is a terrible, terrible movie, and it's not even, like, it's not fun. Like, it has a few fun moments, a few and far between, but it's almost 2 hours long, and it is draining.
Yeah.
It is draining. It is not fun to watch, like... It surprisingly doesn't, like, it almost feels like it doesn't drag terribly because I kind of like the atmosphere of the movie.
Right.
And, like, I can kind of just watch it as just, like, I don't know, it's just there. But when you sit down and just try to enjoy it, there's not much enjoyment there.
No.
Nothing fun is happening, you know? It doesn't have the scary of Haunting of Hill House, and it doesn't have the wacky of House on Haunted Hill.
Right.
And it's just not there.
No.
It's not there.
Not for me.
By the way, I think House on Haunted Hill, I think that was episode like 121, Horse Soup, with Maria. Shout out, Maria.
Shout.
And yeah. This is a movie. I don't know if it's one kill or two kills. Owen Wilson died, but I guess Nell lost her soul, so I guess she died?
Kind of.
Because I guess she's not alive, but I don't know. Her soul, like, moved other demon baby soul. Sure, she's dead. I guess.
Two kills.
I don't even want to call that a kill. That sucks. Yeah, no boobs. PG-13. I would not recommend anyone watch this.
Nope.
There's no reason. Even if this is like a nostalgia movie for you or something, and you think you liked it like James did, don't watch it again.
It's bad.
Not worth it. Sucks. I would give this a 1.
I gave it a 2.
I'm going to go with a 1.
I feel like after talking about it, I'd want to take it down to a 1.
Yeah, I didn't rate it before I watched it. I really didn't know what to think about it.
Yeah.
I was kind of waiting for the conversation, and yeah, for sure a 1, because this was a drag even to talk about.
Sure.
It's just hard to, like, it's always hard to talk about.
What do you talk about?
It's hard to talk about movies where nothing happens, because you're just repeating the story for the most part to try to get to the next point, you know? Because it's like,
it's like watching a goddamn Greg McLean movie.
Yeah. It's not fun. Not fun at all. I got a fuck, marry, kill for you.
Okay.
Got the... Demon Grandpa, Owen Wilson's Wow.
Wow.
And me.
Fuck the Demon Grandpa, marry Owen Wilson's Wow, and kill you.
Why would you marry the Wow? You got to be around that for a long time.
Wow. I kind of love it.
It is a little whimsical. Well, we're just going to go ahead and end it here. thank you for sticking through this. This movie was a chore.
Chore and a half.
Liz.
God damn it, Liz.
Fuck you, Liz. You're Liz until you redeem yourself. For now, maybe I'll go and watch They.
All right.
I'll, like, watch They, like, in between all of this, and maybe at one point I'll give you an update, Liz, on if you could be Liv again.
If you've earned it back.
But if They, I don't know, you could end up just being Liv Tyler. You know? We're going to see where you go. But Liv, thanks, dog. We appreciate you. We appreciate everyone else for listening, for waiting for us. Hopefully you're happy we're back.
Making your Halloween better.
Rumble.
There it is.
Yeah. Yeah. That's it. If you enjoyed the show, tell a friend. Rate the show. Instagram, Horror Soup. Patreon.com/Horror Soup. That's really it. Scream Podcast. I'll listen to the Scream Podcast. Other horror movie podcast with Ash and Elena for Morbid. Thank you to Ross Lee for Horror Soup Jingle. And thanks to Mute Members Only Club. Talented musicians. Thanks to everyone else. Thanks to James. Thanks to George. I have a cat now.
Yep.
That's it.
George is a cat.
He's a cat.
Pepper's a dog.
Pepper's a dog.
Grubs up, baby, grubs up. Give me horror soup. Give me horror soup. Give it horror soup. Horror soup. Would you like some bread? I'll do you a slice with a pinch of salt. It'll taste really nice. You've done really well, 'cause this stuff tastes just like hell. Swallow it down, it'll fill up a hole. Stick out your tongue and lick out your bowl. We're having a bite with creatures of the night. Grubs up, baby, grubs up. Give me horror soup, give me horror soup. Give it. Grubs up, baby, grubs up. Give me horror soup, give me horror soup. Give it. Horror soup. Horror soup. Horror soup. We'll keep you well fed. Its gorgeous smell could wake the dead. Vegetable is just forgettable. If your energy's low, you know what to do. Simply gobble on down some of the spooky stew. We'll wine and dine a hungry Frankenstein. Grubs up, baby, grubs up. Give me horror soup, give me horror soup. Give it. Grubs up, baby, grubs up. Give me horror soup, give me horror soup, give it, horror soup, horror soup. Let me be your Sweeney Todd, your private chef, I'll be your just dessert. You can even drink it from a cup. I'll do the washing up. I'm getting full. Give me horror soup, give it. Grubs up, baby, grubs up. Give me horror soup. Give it, horror soup. Horror soup.
He can't even look after himself.